Record, it's okay, yeah.
All right, yeah. Please come up, come up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, my name is Torsten. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Chris. You can call me Chen Yu, Chen Yu Wan. Yes.
Okay, so you wanted to do a security check?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the purpose of the security check?
I'll just make sure everyone comes here is really genuine heart and worship our God,
mm-hmm.
and know our heart's root, and we really welcome you guys, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do some really
right.
Not really.
Well, I noticed when I tried to enter your facility, you were sort of blocking the way, and
it's not really blocking because we really, it's like you're entering any place is like even like park or truck, it's not really blocking you. We just do some regulation, have the regulation checking, and if you're not follow our checking, we probably maybe it's not really stop, force you stop, but really want to ask you more information.
So why are you obstructing me?
I'm not really obstructing you. We're not obstructing. You can go anywhere you want, but we really want to go through our regulation.
Okay.
That's it.
And what is your regulation?
We regulation is to ask the people's information very fast to invite.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And right.
You have to answer our regulation questions.
Okay.
So we really want to ask you about it. Then with genuine heart and kindness. So every language we are using is with genuine heart and kindness and for compassion as well. So I hope you don't misunderstand about it. Yeah.
Oh, I think that you wanted to do a security check while I entered the building, is that correct?
Sorry?
You wanted to do a security check while I entered the building.
Yes, because you're not
in the building. Can I ask you
this? This is not the building you belong to, you or belong to me. It's a belong to your organization. They have their rules. As long as you enter the building, you need to have a house rule.
Right.
The house rule is definitely follow the constitution and the law, which is authorized by the Australian government. Australia's federal government. So we hope so. We can really cooperate each other and really just.
So you're doing a security check on behalf of the federal government?
No, I say our house rule is following the federal government law, and which is not granting any federal government law. Because this is a property or it belongs to the Flame Church. So we think we're not breaking any law and our legislation system. Based on that, we do some house rule. It's reasonable.
You said
you're entering somebody's house, and if the owner asks you some information, it's still reasonable.
You blocked me with it, and you said that you're doing a security check.
Yeah, I'm not blocking you, I said. I want to do some regulation. It's like if you're entering somebody's house, they're not blocking you. You're not like that.
No,
I don't have any contact or body contact with you. Don't observe anything. Did I make any personal touch or contact with
you? No, you didn't make any physical contact, but you were obstructing my path. You were continually obstructing my path.
But you were entering the path, so I really want to do some regulation, and it's not obstructing for your way, and really with genuine heart.
Doing the regulation, is that entails obstructing my path?
If you just keep entering that, we still need want to do that. We want to, at the same time, give you convenience, at the same time, we give you some
regulation. I've heard you, Robin. I'm going to ask you again. What do you want?
Oh, just do some regulation check.
Oh, you want to do some regulation check?
Yeah.
Okay. So who are you? You're
just really, it's our genuine heart. We want to know what the purpose is coming here. And really want to know where you're from. And who you're knowing inside, or who you want to, is a simple question. If you don't want to answer, it's fine. But we have to ask you. And you,
I'm not going to answer those questions.
If you don't answer the questions, basically, we're not really like. It's a community church. We really want all the community to join this church, but if you don't really tell this detail, we don't know who you are. So basically, for the security reason, we may think it's a maybe potential thing, a vulnerable thing for us. if you know the security, like after the city finishes, it seems to get serious. So we just hope to protect our community. That's it. Yeah, we want to protect you as well. Everyone members enter inside.
Right. Well, I'm not going to answer your security questions.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask.
Yeah, you like to go in?
Look, I'm being obstructed by your security man who's asking security questions. Well, that's exactly what you're doing. You're obstructing me while I was entering.
Yeah, because the service is on at the moment, and just asking you whether you want to go in.
Whether you want to join our what's the purpose of you threatening me to
see? That's none of your business.
Yeah. Really, with my genuine heart, I ask you, where are you from, and what's your name, and who invites you to here? I think it's a normal question I can ask.
I'm not going to cooperate with your security questions.
If you don't, that's up to you, but we can still ask you. Is there anything wrong, I ask you a question?
Yeah, it is. When you're obstructing my path, that's a problem.
Sorry. Really, I say, genuinely from my heart, I'm really sorry, and it's sorry to you. I hope you can understand that we don't really want to offend you.
What do you want?
I don't want anything.
What exactly, but then why are you obstructing my path?
I'm just asking some questions.
And I'm not going to ask your security questions.
So what's the purpose of you recording me?
Because I'm quite familiar with your style, this is just collecting the evidence of your style.
Okay. Would
you like to come to church to worship God?
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well. Am I going to be obstructed by your security personnel?
I'm really sorry about
you. You're really sorry, yeah.
So, I think he has apologized.
Yeah.
He recently did apologize to you.
Yeah.
So,
well, is that,
accept our apology.
Is that the way you usually treat people when you obstruct people and you interrogate people?
I'm really sorry.
Is that the way you usually treat people?
It looks like interrogation.
Well, it certainly is.
Yeah,
for sure.
But yeah, normally our usher will ask the person who's first time visiting our church.
What are the security risks of your church?
We do like to know your name, where you're from, and then we would
what
like to...
What are the security risks? What are the security risks? Why do you want to know? Why is it important to know where people are from?
It is our hospitable procedure.
Oh, your hospitable procedure to obstruct people and to interfere people?
I'm really sorry if it looks like it's obstruction.
Well, it certainly is.
We do not mean to do that.
Okay, but you are insisting to know where I am from, is that correct?
I don't know whether he insisted it because I wasn't there with you, okay? So I'm really sorry about it. And my guys here, they have apologized to you.
But why are you
obstructing? I hope you accept our apology.
Why are you obstructing people as they enter? You have a security policy.
Like I said to you, I am sorry if it looks like it is obstruction to you. But other people that you've met, it doesn't feel like an obstruction to them.
Well, I think it's... okay, so what do you want now?
I don't want anything.
Right, yeah. So why were you obstructing me?
We're not upsetting you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so I can go inside then?
Yeah, because the service is already on.
Right.
We don't want to wait to worship God.
What is your position in this so-called church?
I have no position at all.
Okay.
I have no position.
What's the name of the pastor in your church? What's the name of your pastor?
What?
Is it in the newsletter?
Yeah, newsletter.
You don't know the name of the pastor? You don't know the name of the pastor? What's the name of the pastor? You don't know?
You can read it.
You don't know the name of your pastor? Or you're refusing to say the name of your pastor?
It's Pastor Jimmy Go, why?
Jimmy Go? Okay, right.
in the newsletter.